Kathy Stafford are returning from a few days in the country with Mother and the baby. It is very late at night as they reach home and step out of the car.
Are we home, Daddy?
Yes, on a horrible drive. Are you making noise?
Why?
Because it's past midnight and you miss your neighbors. Come on, I'll get you right to bed.
I'm sleeping, Daddy.
Well, I am. I have to go to work in the morning.
Why?
I've been asking myself the same question for 15 years.
Don't I like to work, Daddy?
Like to work? Why, I love it. Just the same, we've got to get some sleep. I've got to go to work and you've got to go to school.
I know what, Daddy.
What?
That's priority.
Oh, snooks. Never let me hear you say anything like that again. The very idea. Now, what you say? There's something dark here. Where's my door key? Oh, it's gone.
What's the matter, Daddy?
I've driven 200 miles this after midnight, and now I can't get into my house. Isn't that wonderful?
What?
No, I don't like it. We can't get into this house.
Ring the bell, Daddy.
Ring the bell? Oh, don't be silly. There's nobody home.
Yes, enemy.
Now, listen. We are both outside, and Mommy and the baby are still in the country. Now, who could be in the house?
Mrs. Blitz.
Why would Mrs. Blitz be in this house?
But she lives here. We live next door.
Are you kidding? Holy smoke. Here's the wrong place for that. Why have they built these houses all alike?
It's deeper.
Creep before the old back lights wakes up.
Mommy's some ice cream.
Ice cream? Now, I'm warning you, Snooks. You better not stop that ice cream stuff tonight.
I'm warning you, Daddy. You better buy it.
What?
And I'll wait for you to get all the ice cream that you want. I'm on the
battleship. No, wait a minute. You little vagrant. Take your finger off that bell.
And you buy me some ice cream?
Oh, yes.
What kind?
Any kind. Any kind at all.
And I want
it. Yes.
I like the
bell. So, please. Daddy's not tired. Take your finger off that bell and come with me. I won't be angry with you.
All right, Daddy.
Yeah. Still don't know how we'll get into our house. I'll probably have to try and force a window.
I'll break it with a rock, Daddy.
Shh! Put that rock down. We'll pick up the whole street. Wait a second. Let me get the flashlight out of the car. Come, come. Let me climb the house. Just sleepy, darling. I'll have you in bed in a minute. There we are. Now hold his flashlight. I'll try and get the concrete wall.
Daddy!
Keep quiet. Oh, pretty solid.
I want some ice cream.
Oh, you'll get some soaps. There's some ice cream left in the icebox. If you promise not at all, I'll give you some.
How much?
You'll get your share. Just hold that flashlight and don't talk. Come on. I'll have to pay for this catch. I can't hold it.
Bring
it.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. Oh, my
God.
He told me not to.
Oh, pretty smart. Recommend you, okay?
How long is this? Now, come on here. My name is Higgins. This is my daughter. We both live in this house. I have to lock my door key, that's all. It's my right, Snooks.
I ain't talking.
You can't tell the police to the Snooks. I know what I said before. I didn't mean anything before.
He said I'll get my share if I don't call.
I promised her to share an ice cream if he kept quiet.
Well, that's the best we have for a kind of story, man. Ice cream.
Now this is on fire.
Shut up, Daddy.
the child is just being contrary.
Very, very contrary.
Oh, stop that. Tell the minister who we are. Tell him who we are.
Thank you.